blessed Savior, let thy Spirit and thy truth rest upon this little congregation of people. Bless all that's assembled here tonight. And now, Father, take this poor, unworthy servant of yours, anoint with the Holy Spirit. May the Lord Jesus manifest Himself in great power to the audience this night. And all will believe and go away happily, for we ask it in His name. Amen. Now, if you will, do me a little favor. And everyone just sit real quiet. Watch. And I wish I could tell you with all my heart what this is, but I can't. Right now, something's happened. I wish, there's no need of me trying to explain it. There's no need of anybody. You can't do it. But something's taken place. Every spirit in this room seems to be just moving, see? You can feel it. You can tell there's Christian faith here. There's people who believe God. Walk right out tonight. Don't strike short. Strike on. Just keep believing. We're in His presence now. May His blessings come. All right. Brother Joseph is just one of the people. Now, the lady standing here, I don't know this woman. I guess we are strange to one another. We don't know each other. Lord Jesus knows this woman. I do not. But He knows all about her, same as He knows all about you. Now, I'll talk to this one just a moment. Now, just listen to this so we can get the audience that's coming through, the people, so we can pray for all of you if possible. Here stands a woman, a total stranger. Never seen her in my life. Now, I made a statement on what? First, the word of the Lord said these things would be done in this day. The next thing, I met an angel who told me to go do it. Then what do I do? Feeling and knowing, can't explain. But something's happened. Something's dropped from up here down here. It's another realm. I cannot explain it. No one else can. But here stands a woman here now that her knowing that we know not one another, I know more about her than nothing. She perhaps knows no more about me. But we're strangers, but there is a God in heaven.
Amen.
And He knows her and He knows me.
Amen.
And He knows exactly what she's here for. She may be a sinner coming to be saved. Now, I couldn't save her if no matter how much sin she'd done, how much she confessed. If she'd sinned against me, I could forgive her, but if she sinned against God, that takes God alone. Now, here's one thing that I can introduce to her. If she is a sinner, God has forgiven her if she'll believe it. Is that right? That's all any man could do. If she's sick, I couldn't heal her. But I can tell her by the Bible that Christ healed her when He died at Calvary, same as He saved her. Is that the gospel? Is that what was first delivered to the saints? Now, that's the word. Then God went up and gave gifts to man. Now, what does gifts do? Some of them are first apostles. After that, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Is that right?
Yes.
All gifts put in the church. It was in the early church at the beginning. Now it's been dark 2 years. It's coming out over here in the last days in the Western country. Alpha, Omega. Now, if the Holy Spirit is here, invisible person, He knows this woman, He knows me, He can anoint me to tell her and talk to her a few minutes, like the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, and can tell her just exactly what she's here for. And the woman said, here was her testimony according to the scriptures, she said, I know that that is the sign of the Messiah. We know when Messiah cometh, but who are you? She said, He said, I am He. Now, I am not He. But I am His minister that declares that He is here like He said He'd be, in us, manifesting Himself. The world won't see me no more, but you will see me.
Hallelujah.
You will see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, into the world, manifesting, doing the same things that I did. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, do you understand, everyone? Amen. God bless you now. While I talk with the people along the line, I'll try to hurry. And if God will do it, seems to me, friend, after the Bible saying so, the Holy Spirit here is saying the same thing. It's your time to move next. Is that right? Pray. Look this way. Believe. And God bless you till I see you again. Now, lady, being all this, I didn't want to make you publicly stand here. I see you wearing glasses, so that's one thing. For it to be wrong, your eyes are bad. But I don't want you to talk. I want you just to answer me. See? Just to answer me. Now, there's known by all the audience that we're strangers to one another. Do not know one another, nothing about one another as far as I know. Now, Jesus raised from the dead. Did you ever see that little picture that they taken that time had that light above it, you know, that, I guess, have you ever seen that? Now, to me, that's a sign that was given me when I was born. I told it there might be, I can't answer for somebody else's testimony, I have to answer for my own. And then when that appeared under it was a man. And he was the one who sent me to do this. If it's true, coming from God, it'll vindicate itself. Is that right? If it's not, well, it won't. To me, that was a sign just as pure. And then the scientific world took a picture of it. So that makes the scientific world know about it. That makes the church know about it. God's blessing. So oughtn't we to be happy? The happiest people in the world because Jesus raised from the dead. And sure with it. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. And we are contending for, holding fast by the grace of God, that is the truth. And God's working with us with signs following. Marvelous, isn't it? What am I doing? Just talking to you. It's like Jesus talked to the woman and said, bring me a drink. But he's talking to her. Of course, we don't know one another, so there's nothing I could do but just quote Scripture to you. Tell you something. Let God in a supernatural way would show me something about you. And tell me what you're standing there for. Isn't it marvelous? Here you are standing there. I don't know. You don't know me. But we stand here in the presence of God. But he can tell me what you want from him. And if he can tell me what you want from him, then surely you can believe him. If he knows what your heart is, you surely think you'd get it. Is that right? You are... Of course, I won't speak in your eyes, you see, because that is, you see, that's something visible can be seen. But now, you're nervous, upset, because you're real worried about something. You're upset about, I see a man. It's some kind of a stiffening in the muscles or something like that. It's a father-in-law or something on that, or some close one to you. That is right. Some kind of stiffening in a muscle like arthritis or something in the muscles. It's a relative, your father-in-law. And then there's someone else I see. It's a bed patient. It's a bad case. It's a case that the doctors, it's a cancer, so I believe you said. There's some kind of, something like lumps or Hodges. Here's the woman over here. That's your good daughter. Laying right there.
Thank you.
Don't lay your hand on her and take her home. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let thy mercies rest now upon her request in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. Have faith. Now, you believe God with all your heart? Faith, once delivered to the saints, not my, what God says to you, your faith, believe now. I see you got one of the books in your hand. Little book has done a great thing. It's blessed the peoples. They're reading well. Our Lord is a marvel, isn't he? So wonderful. Now, lady, We're strangers one to another. We don't know each other. Lord Jesus knows us both, doesn't he? He knows us both. Now this is the perfect of what Jesus said to the woman at the well. We being the same blood, but of two different races. One of the Anglo-Saxon, the other of the colored race. One white race, the other the colored race. But when we talked to the woman at the well, see, she was a Samaritan. She said, it's not customary for you Jews to ask us Samaritans, because the Jews thought they were inferior. They were greater than the Samaritans. See? Racial. But Jesus let her know right quick. God sought those who worship in spirit. God, by one blood, has made all men. The white man, the black man, the yellow man, the brown man, has made them all. All for one man, Adam. Through that come your father, through that come my father, through that come the fall, through Christ come the Redeemer for both of us. That's right, isn't it? Thus being strange and sure to one another, speaking to each other. Now, I believe the last lady passed through was a white woman. Was it right or something or other? I believe it was a white woman. Now, that was to you white people for a sign. Here be to the colored, if God will grant it. May he grant it. Now, if I'm talking to you like our Lord spoke to the woman at the well, then he just talked to her until he found out where her trouble was. Then he told her where her trouble was, just one thing. He said, go get your husband. She said, don't have him. He said, got five. She said, right quick, that you're a prophet. But we know the Messiah will do those things. Now, if he will turn around and reveal himself to me, his humble servant, to you, you'll be sure to grant you your request, won't you? I see a picture standing before me. It's about a diaphragm, or, no, it's a colon condition. That's what you have, a colon condition. You also said a cyst. You have a cyst. Now you're very interested in someone else, and that person is in the hospital. And the woman has cancer, and it's your sister. And then you've got a handkerchief for me to pray for. It's in your hand now. But it wasn't in your hand. Recently, when you come, you tuck it out of the letter, it's already back to be sent to take to her. You brought me the handkerchief so I can pray with the handkerchief and give to her. Hand it to me. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, blessed be the resurrected Lord Jesus, who's promised these things, and we're alive tonight to see them performed. I bless the one who this handkerchief represents and the one who stands for her. May they be healed in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Lord, his mercy be with us. Amen. You believe? Jesus, the Son of the living God. Reverently now, please. I see that light moving. You're standing right in behind this girl sitting with the baby. I believe that's Miss Simpson's girl. The stand looks over a man. The man's from out of town. He's from Minnesota. You got a chest trouble, haven't you, sir? That's right. This is about your first time ever being in my meetings. That's right, isn't it? I'm a stranger to you. We've never seen each other. That's true. Aren't you going home now to be well, sir? Your face made you well. Praise the Lord! A little lady sitting right back there, right straightway up on my finger. Second woman sitting in, looking around sideways. She's suffering with epilepsy. I see that she fell. You want to be healed, lady? Stand up and accept your healing now. May the Lord Jesus, at this time it's gone from you. A dark circle is hanging over you, but it's gone now. Go home rejoicing. May it never come again is my prayer. See what I mean?
Yes.
Have faith.
Yes.
Believe the Lord Jesus, who is the Son of God. You believe, lady? You believe God with all your heart? I don't know you, but he does. If God will let me know what you're there for, will you believe? You've had an affliction for a long time, much younger, much lighter at that time. And the affliction is unseen. It's in the nose. It's gross in your nose. And it's gotten this condition till it. You've lost the sense of smell. You can't smell. That's true. You believe Jesus healed you? Here's the way you believe it. If I lay my hands on you, come here. Your Heavenly Father, in obedience to the commandments of our Lord, I lay my hands upon this sister and rebuke this demon. In the name of Jesus Christ, may it come out from her and go. May she be made well. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Oh, God, you believing? You believing, sister? With all your heart? I'm a stranger to you. God only knows. You've got someone you're praying for. You yourself are real nervous. That's what you're suffering from. Got a nervous condition. Causes you to be upset. I see you worried about, is it a boy? With one eye. And a girl. And I see that girl is before a doctor. And that doctor has set a time for an operation for that girl. And that comes up in this month of May, next week on Thursday, for the operation. You believe? Almighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, grant the blessing of this has, and may thy omnipotent power present now to heal. May it be granted through Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. Have mercy, God, my prayer. Oh, my. How wonderful. Heart trouble is nothing for our Lord to heal, is it? You believe you'll heal then? Had a kidney trouble too, didn't you? It's gone from you now. Amen.
Amen.
You believe God can heal that girl? Make her well? She's 19 years old now. She's got the mind without just to have a child about 4 years old. But you believe that she'll be made well. Give me your handkerchief. God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, grant your request of this woman. In Jesus' name. Satan, turn that child loose. By faith, we are curing thee in the name of the living God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, as you turn her loose. God bless you, sister. Come, lady. You believe God would heal that female trouble for you and make you well? You believe it with all your heart?
Jesus.
You accept it now? Satan, come away from the woman. We assure thee by Jesus, great God. Leave her. Amen. Come down. Believe.
Amen.
were sitting down here in front of me a while ago. All of a sudden, while I was preaching, I had a real strange feeling come to you. You kind of leaned your head backwards. And when you did that, you would hear that back trouble came out. Now you know on your open joints. Come. Sister, there's only one hope for that tumor, and that's through Jesus Christ. And dear Heavenly Father, laying hands upon him, asking that God in heaven will rebuke this devil. But Jesus, poor old woman, has tried to break out there with faith. See, she just can't appropriate it. But I'm joining my faith with her and with this whole audience now. We believe Jesus died and rose again. Satan, we condemn you. We claim our life in Jesus Christ's name.
Hallelujah.
Believe now with all your heart. Amen.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get your healing. You hear me all right now. Also, your arthritis is gone. Your hearing aids out. You're well, so you can go on rejoicing. Let's say praise the Lord. All right, lady. When I spoke to that woman sitting right there about her back trouble, yours left at the same time. Oh, you're healed too? Let's say praise the Lord. Our trouble so easy for God to heal and make well. You believe that, don't you? Amen. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I condemn the demons that bound these my sisters. Come out now, demon, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lead the way. Amen. Now go rejoicing and happy. Say thanks be to God.
Are you believing?
Have faith if you believe. Jesus said, all things are possible. Do you believe that, sir, with your hands folded? And believe that God will take that low blood pressure away from you and make you a real well man? You believe it? You accept it? Then stand on your feet and say, Jesus, I believe you. Amen. That's the way to do it. Isn't he wonderful? I know you, sir. Don't know your name sitting there with the check of town. Will you do me a favor? You believe with all your heart? Lay your hands over on the woman sitting next to you there. That Jesus will make her well with that arthritis and make her go home well. Heavenly Father, I pray that in Jesus' name that you'll heal that woman sitting there as thou hast shown in this vision. May she go home and be crippled up no more. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, I love him. You believe? What did you think? You could get rid of it too the same time I prayed for her? Amen. So as you, I believe, receive. Let's say praise the Lord. Oh, isn't he wonderful? This little lady sitting here with a purple dress on, sitting there suffering with a back trouble. You believe that Jesus healed you? Doesn't it feel different right now? Wave your hand. Stand up and wave your hand. If that's right, stand up again and raise your hand. Move your back and forth. There you are. It's all gone, see? See, your faith did it. Hallelujah! Oh, I love him. What do you think, God, that double rupture, you believe God will make you well, sir? All right. You can have it if you believe it. Amen. God is wonderful. Why do you think sitting there with that trouble with your knees? You believe God will make you well? You believe it? Stand up on your feet. Raise your knees up and down. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. Here he is. Perfect miracle. His faith did it. Hallelujah. Lay your hand over on the lady next to you there so she can be healed with arthritis. Amen. All right, lady, stand on your feet. Jesus Christ. Healed you. There you are. It's gone. Now you lay your hand on the lady next to you with her eye trouble. It's going blind with hardening of the eyeballs. One right on the other side of you. The other lady sitting there, believe with all your heart, lady. Amen. Believe it and you can have it. Hallelujah. Hey.
The Lord Jesus is here. You believe it? Let's stand, every one of us, right now to our feet. Let's raise our hands. Let's give Him praise. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, I bless these handkerchiefs. I bless these people just now. May the Holy Ghost make every one of them well. I condemn the devil, the faith that was once delivered to the saints is here, and the people screamed out and give God praise. Folks, you are delivered. The faith that was delivered to the saints has been brought to you. You're free. The door is open. Claim your God-given victory. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Now, for the glory of God and for the upbuilding of His kingdom, I take every spirit here under my control in the name of Jesus Christ. So I want to talk to you in just a moment. Now, I've got to carry a conversation with you in order, just like our Lord, see. He found a woman come up to Him at the well. Perhaps the Father told Him to go up there. I believe the Father told me to come down to Macon. Well, here, if it wouldn't, I wouldn't have come. So I feel I'm here tonight by the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we are strangers, as I've said to each other. I don't know you and you don't know me, but you're conscious something's going on. If anybody close to the audience can watch the woman's face now. See, she realizes she's in the presence of something besides man. If that's right, lady, raise your hand. That's right. Did you ever see the picture of it? They've taken here in Texas, that angel. They got the picture of it here. It's in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Now, that is exactly what's standing between me and you now. I don't know where you see it or not, but the lady begins to move away from me. And it's moving. The lady is upset about something. She's nervous. It's not exactly about herself. It's about a child.
Amen.
And that child has a blood condition.
Amen.
Something wrong with the blood. It's called Rh disease.
That's right.
And the child... I see it trying to talk to you. It's got some kind of a speech that's not exactly right.
Correct. Absolutely.
And it's bedfast. It's in a bed.
Absolutely.
And it's about 11 years old.
11 years old, exactly.
Our Heavenly Father, be merciful now, I pray, God, is Thy Spirit near? Bless that what we are asking of Thee, and may it be found even so, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my sister, that was true, wasn't it? Every word. Now, the tears that you wiped from your eyes with that handkerchief, you take and lay it on the child. At the end of the week, you let me know what happened to the child. You believe? Now His presence, His Majesty, the King of Glory, is here. Just be real reverent and you'll see the kingdom of God and the power of God. If you'll just believe. Now I suppose you and I are strangers too, are we, lady? We are strangers to each other, but not strangers to the Lord Jesus. For your believer. Now, if there be anything about you that would anything wrong, it'd have to come from some supernatural resource. You're just a little nervous just at the time.
Yes,
you are. But don't be nervous. It's not. Now, of course, I see you're wearing glasses, which would make me know there's something wrong with your eyes. But now, you just be reverent. Let's just let Him do the talking when it comes down to anointing. Something happened out there. Now, let's look this way just a moment. Yes, ma'am. I see you coming from somewhere. It's a doctor's office. You've come from, you've been under a doctor's care. And I see a black shadow following you, which is a cancer. You have cancer. And that cancer is located in the stomach. And the doctors have given you up and saying that you can't get well. That is true, isn't it? Well, if he's sharing this anointed spirit here now, that you know what that's the truth.
Yes.
All right. Then he said these signs will follow them that believe if they lay hands on the sick, they'll get well. Is that true? Come here. Shall we bow our heads in moment? Our Heavenly Father, death circling this woman, following her along. Your servants, the doctors, have done all they know how to do. But this hideous demon has hid from them. He's too much for them, but he's not too much for you, Father. Thou dost know all things and have all power. And to save the life of this, my sister, I rebuke this demon called cancer in the name of Jesus Christ, according to the Holy Scriptures, and may it go out of her and never bother her no more. For God's glory, we ask it. Amen. Now, notice, this is Friday. Monday, you'll get real, real sick. See? Sometime between now and Monday, real, real sick. You think you're just almost going to die. That'll last for a little while. The girl's dead, you see. Then come back at the end of the week and tell me how you're feeling. Go ahead and eat just like you want to. Let's say thanks be to God. You're strange, you might not realize. You believe God would heal you of that rupture sitting there, sir? You believe it'd make you well? You have a rupture. You won't get well of it? Or stand up on your feet and accept your healing. God bless you. Have faith. Just believe. See? You don't need your prayer card. You need faith. Now the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, that raised from the dead, right here and now. That's His Spirit. Have faith. Now, I suppose, lady, you and I are strangers to each other. I see you've been, it's a blind man. All right. I want everyone to bow your heads everywhere, please. The lady, blind. I am not able, of course, to do anything for her but pray. And she wants you to pray, too. What if you were blind? Now, just kind of keep your head down this way if you can. Now, what demonology is, lady, it's a grip. Just like it said when the death spirit went out of a man. In other words, there's something in his ears. When it let loose, the man could hear her. Jesus prayed for a man that was blind. He could see after he was prayed for. I'm just your brother, and I want you to believe with all your heart that now that the God that makes this wind to blow across you is sure to make you well. Every eye stay closed, because these are spiritual things. Now, our Heavenly Father, walking up to this poor sister standing here, walking around in the world of darkness, who could help but thee, Lord? Nerves in her eyes dead, hardening away, but just you can heal her. Now I pray, Father, that you'll grant it tonight. We found grace in your sight. Let it be so tonight, Lord. The end of this meeting, may this woman be walking around praising you, showing the people what great things God has done. By our healing, may it cause an old-fashioned revival to break out in her community. Grant it, Lord. Thou hast said, thou can, if ye believe. Now, with my unworthy hand, representing yours, laid up on her eyes, I ask that the blindness go away. For in faith believing, the Lord Jesus, who's standing present, forgive us of our unbelief, and may the blind spirit that's bound this woman leave her. I ask it to go in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, I would everyone keep your head bowed just for a few moments. Now, you just keep your lids down. Now, keep your head this way. Now, God, let it be. Now, I want you to open your eyes and look towards me. See me? Can you see me?
Yes.
Put your hand on my nose. Let me sit you down. All right, that's right. Let me raise your hand. I want you to watch your lady. Can you see it out in there? If you can't, raise up your hand. Can you see those lights around out in there? If you can't, raise up your hand. I want you to turn around this way. Can you see my hand?
Yes.
Could you tell me how many fingers I have up?
Four.
That's exact. Now watch, put your finger on my nose. You have your sight. Let us say praise be to God. Now, look, lady, here's what happens. See, the blind spirit leaves you now, see? And the nerves that was dead in your eyes are just beginning to vibrate. Cool feelings. Now, you'll feel, tomorrow you'll see still better. Next day, but about 72 hours, then you'll go real dark blind again. Then when it does, it comes out, it'll be gone, man. Don't doubt now. Go on your road rejoicing and be thankful and happy. Let's see if you can't walk out this way just by yourself. Go right ahead. Let's say praise be to God. Let's give God praise just like this. Everybody, just give God praise. Amen. All right. Let's bow our heads. Now, Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee for all Thy goodness and mercy. And we pray, God, that You'll just do the exceedingly abundantly and show to Thy people that Thou art God. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Oh, my. It makes you love Him, doesn't it? Just watch what the lady's going right back to her seat. Let's say praise be to God. Amen. That's fine. Now, lady, he was blind. This is a man sitting next to you there. He has high blood pressure, and he wants to be healed. Don't you, sir? Stand up. If I told you true, stand up. Now, go home. You're well. Jesus Christ. You believe? Amen. Now, the man sitting next to you there, he has something wrong with his eyes, and he wants to be healed, too. And he has something wrong with his ears also. And he wants to be healed. Now you lay your hand over on him and he'll get healed. That's it. Heavenly Father, I rebuke that spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Make it be so. Now the man next to you, put up his hand. Would you like to be healed, sir? With that hernia, rupture, do you believe that God will make you well? You do? Double of them. You make them both well. Do you believe that God will do it? If you do, stand up on your feet and say, I accept it. Just stand up on your feet and say, you accept it. That's right. Say, thank you, God. All right, you can go home now and be made well. Amen. Praise be to the living God. Have faith.
Holy God.
Jesus said, thou canst if thou believest. Amen. That's the way to believe. Just start moving along. Something struck you, didn't it, brother? See, you don't need your prayer cards. The only thing you need is some faith, and God will do the work. Amen. That is true. Just believing, He's God, and He cannot fail. I see a dark spirit swirl at meetings just then. I didn't see where it was. Well, yes, it is. Over this lady sitting right here. It's epilepsy. Lady, you believe that Jesus Christ will make you well with that epilepsy? Stand up on your feet. Our Heavenly Father, we rebuke that demon. Satan, you're exposed. Come out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we adjure you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Have faith. That's good first night faith, isn't it? Say amen.
Amen.
That's really, believe it with all your heart. You can be made well no matter what's wrong with you.
Oh,
just the only thing I ask you to do is have faith in God. Believe that He is. And he'll grant it to you.
Amen.
All right. Do you believe, sir?
Yes,
sir. With all your heart?
Yes.
If you believe, well, God's able to do the exceedingly and the abundantly and above all that we could do or think. Of course, that's up to the individual, isn't it? Whatever you think, then whatever you believe about it, well, then God's able to do it, isn't that right? We're strangers to one another. We don't know each other, but God knows us both. Isn't that right? Amen. Oh, I hope you don't class me a fanatic, but I'm so glad to see this kind of faith to start with. What will it be in 10 nights? That'll be wonderful. I didn't think you believed that much. I really didn't. But now you're getting into the kingdom of God. He can do some great things for you. Amen. Now you just look to me as his prophet or servant and believe with all your heart Jesus Christ will help you. I believe. And if he does, then you'll be grateful and thankful. Is that right? You're not from this country. You've come here from somewhere else. You're suffering with something that's in the kidneys, and it's tumors in the kidneys. And you come from the north going south. You come from the Carolina. You're from a city named Greenwood or something like that, Greenwood, South Carolina. That's true. And you're a preacher. And your name is Reverend William Rogers. Is that right? Go home, brother, and may the Lord Jesus make you well for the glory of God. Have faith in God, believing. All things are possible for them that believe. If thou canst believe, you say, strange? Oh, no. Jesus Christ is the same. Yes, sir. Isn't he? Amen. Now, just the Bible said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. I see standing in the vision here above me. I see trees like palm trees hanging over this man sitting here. Yes, he's sitting there beside of a lady. And he's got arthritis. She has a gallbladder trouble. It's husband and wife. Yes. And you all come from a place called Florida. And the name of the city is something like Perry. P-E-R-R. Isn't that right? Stand up on your feet if that's right. You're going to go back home and be well. Jesus Christ, your faith heals you and makes you well. Amen. Now your arthritis is all gone and you're well. Hey, you believe? All things are possible to them that believe. If thou canst believe, right now the whole group of you could be healed if you just believe it. It's going to get blurry out. And if you can just have faith, it don't make any difference what's wrong with you. Just keep looking, keep believing. I see a man sitting here looking at me. I believe it's only right here at the line. He's looking towards me. He's been in surgery, had an operation. He's cut part of the stomach away. About two-thirds of the stomach has been taken away, and the gallbladder. And you've had two heart attacks. That's right. And you're a preacher. All right, go home. You don't have to come in here. You're healed. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. You believe with all your heart? Have faith. Don't doubt. Just believe with all your heart. What about out there in the audience, way back? You believe him, way back? You shall see the kingdom of God. You believe he raised from the dead? He lives forevermore? Have faith in God. Oh, my. Every one of you can be healed.
the whole group right now. You believe, lady? Is that the patient? Is this the patient? All right, look this way just a moment. Now, we're strangers to one another. God knows us both, doesn't he? Now, to the audience. See, the only thing you have to do, friend, it's not me. You're the one. Your faith is what's doing it. It's your faith that's doing that. See, it isn't me. It's God's gift, but you're pulling from it, you see? And it's just making me so weak I can hardly stand here. My legs are buckling under me. Oh, I just wonder what this meeting will turn out to be. Wonderful. Now, have faith, believe. Now, here stands a lady here. I've never seen her in my life. I don't know nothing about her. God knows all about her. I don't. But God does. If God will let that lady something be said about her or whatever she's here for, I don't know what she's here for. God knows what she's here for. I don't. God knows that. But he does. And if God will reveal to her through his unprofitable servant, just as a vessel, just like he did through Jesus, his son, to that woman at the well where her trouble was, would you believe it? He's raised from the dead and he's just here the same? Now here's the same, a man, a woman. And that's the way it was there, a man, a woman. Jesus never seen her, she never seen him, they didn't know each other. But he talked to her a few minutes and told her just exactly what her trouble was. What was her trouble? And she said, I know when Messiah cometh, he'll do these things. He said, I'm he that speaks. Well, the Messiah is the one that's here now. He's the one who's doing the work. How many of you, if God will make this woman known something in the supernatural realm, will you now, every person in here, accept him, Christ, as your healer? Will you do it? Raise your hands, if you will, anywhere, if you'll do it. You could just go on and on all night. But what of it? Let's all be healed, every one of you, right now. So you can every one be healed and glorify God. Is there a sinner here that would say, I'll accept Christ? If I see that done, I'll believe it with all my heart and accept Christ as the Savior. Will you raise your hand anywhere? Anywhere around the... That's fine. God bless you. That's good. God bless you. Now may he grant it. Now, just a moment. Now, lady, I want you to look to me just as a servant. And I don't know you, I've never seen you. But if God will let me know what you're here to see me about, you are here for something. If it's you're there, the deceiver, it'll be a failure in a few minutes, just exactly. And if you're here for help, I couldn't do it no more than just what he'd tell me to do. Isn't that right? It's all I could do because I don't know you. You don't know me. But he knows us both. Then, at that, God knows it's at stake right here tonight when it's getting late, after 10, perhaps way later than time to close the stadium. But there'd be groups of people be healed right now. So I believe he will do it. Don't you? Now, God knows if the people out there understand that we do not know one another, just raise your hand like that so they'll know that I don't know you and you don't know me. All right, we're strangers. Thus, we just... You've heard of me or something like that. This is our first time meeting. No way in the world I know anything what you be here. I just don't know you. Just a lady here somewhere to come into the line, and that's all I know. Now just look at me just a moment. I don't mean that just like this. Peter and John said to the crippled man at the gate, said, look on us, see? In other words, pay attention, see? And they looked up. Peter seen the face. He said, stand up. Christ is healed. Now he's the same Lord Jesus. And what he could do right here for this woman, he can do all over the audience. Now, the first place, you're here for a condition, a spiritual condition. That's right. You're seeking spiritual help. Been having some trouble recently. Darkness following you, nervous, upset. It's just the time of life has rolled around to that. You're not from this city. You're from this away. You're from Texas. And the city's called like Sweetwater, something like that, Texas. Isn't that right? You're going home a well woman. Jesus Christ has healed you. The devil has left you, and you're free. Amen. How many believe with all your heart? How many want to be healed right now with all your heart? If you'll do this right now, you can be healed. Stand to your feet, every one of you. Lay your hands over on each other right now while you can. Believe, our Heavenly Father, I now come in the challenging name of the Lord Jesus. I condemn every sickness and let the devil that's bothered these people come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every one of you here now that believes the Lord Jesus, right now that He heals you, raise your hand and praise Him. Just raise your hand and say, praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. Say, praise the Lord everywhere. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Go home a well person now while I commit the service to the brethren.